Never heard someone be booed so hard in my life. And that verbal venom hasn't ended anytime soon where that man goes. Those were Patriots fans during last year's Lombardi Trophy presentation by Roger Goodell. Yes, those boos were for Roger Goodell. And, like, get the boos out of here because they're not for us. Larry H. Russell of CLNS Media here with Emerson College's Professor Spencer Kimball. Spence, we have a little anecdotal evidence in audio format. Do we have proof that Roger Goodell is the most unpopular person to the citizens of New England?
Well, Larry, I can't address to the citizens of New England, but I can tell you about the voters of Boston. And when we think about Roger Goodell, we think about Deflategate, Spygate, and everything else in between. But when we asked who do they view more favorably, Roger Goodell or President Trump, they actually said Roger Goodell by a 2-to-1 margin. I was actually shocked. It was 72% preferred Goodell over 28% for Trump.
Wow. That is, here we go.
I was as shocked when I saw those results because I was thinking, all right, maybe a 50-50 split, 60-40, but 70-30 really shows the real hatred and dislike the voters of Boston have for the president.
Well, on with the show. This is the Emerson College Polling Weekly Podcast being broadcasted on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app. We'll stay in Boston, though, with the mayoral election just a few weeks away. Last time, Spencer, you had Mayor Marty Walsh up 29 points. Looked at the data you posted on EmersonCollegePollingSociety.com this morning. It does not seem like much of a race here.
Not really. Really, the only question left is not if Marty Walsh is going to win, but rather how much he's going to win by. And our numbers show him up by 38 points, 61 to 23. However, it doesn't look like he's going to break the record. Remember Tom Menino back in 01, I believe, at least the modern record, scored 76, won by 52 points. So I believe that Tito will do better than the 24 points, but not by significantly much.
One question that did catch my eye, especially someone who hosts the Celtics Beat podcast every Sunday. You polled residents on which local professional sports franchise. Not only that, where they believe that they would win the next championship, but even the favorites. So what do you got for us?
Well, the favorites are the Patriots at 27% and the Red Sox at 24%. And then there's a little shift down to the Celtics at 15% and rounding out the top four, the Bruins at 7%. It looks like maybe the Hayward injury has kind of toned down expectations for the Celtics winning a title this year. About 1 in 5 think that they'll win the next title for Boston, while on the flip side, 60% of voters in the city expect the Pats to win the title. Interestingly, about 20% are already waiting for next year when the Red Sox are back in season. So right now we see a real toss-up between the Pats and the Sox as the team for the city. And the majority expect the Patriots, though, this year to bring home the title.
Absolutely imperative information to our republic. Emerson College's Professor Spencer Kimball, we thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Full details up on the website and in short form on the Emerson Polling Twitter, at Emerson Polling. Next week, this podcast will exclusively release and analyze Emerson Polling's final poll for the New Jersey gubernatorial election. So, to obtain immediate access to its release, subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.